The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right, so it is the top of the hour. So we will go ahead and get started with today's meditation. It's nice to see all of you. So just allowing yourself to settle in, bringing the attention inward. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. Maybe just being aware of our wonderful global Sangha that we're all sitting together. And just using that as a way of stabilizing your mind, your body, the awareness of all of us. And maybe sensing into the spot where you're sitting, your seat against the chair, the cushion, bench. Or maybe you're even standing. And just softening into that support. And then just inviting ease throughout the body. So softening the face, the muscles of the forehead, around the eyes, around the mouth. The eyes and the eye sockets. Down through the neck, shoulders, feeling down into the chest area, the rib cage, front, back, sides. Releasing the diaphragm. Down into the belly area. Just letting that be soft, easeful. And then the arms and the legs, letting go of bracing, tightness, all the way into the hands and the feet. And then we'll also invite the mind into our invitation to ease. So opening to any thoughts or emotions that are present. Anything is welcome, of course, but just inclining the mind, the heart, toward softening, toward ease. Maybe imagining our mindfulness, our awareness to be very large, like the sky or the ocean. And just letting any of the body sensations, emotions, thoughts be like clouds or ripples in this larger fabric of awareness. Giving ourselves some breathing room. And if there are places in the body that feel sore or tight, that's fine. We can just make mindfulness larger than that, let it hold those places. And the same in the mind, if it's some part of it is busy or worried, or if there's a sort of an overcast to the mind, that too can just be held in our awareness. The sky is not troubled by any clouds that are present. The ocean is not troubled by any waves or kelp that is present. So inclining the mind today toward an open awareness. Mind or heart that can hold it all. And we'll likely find that there's a tendency for the mind to contract a bit. Something will grab onto it, and the mind will get pulled into a thought trail or concern about some feeling in the body. And we will notice at some point that the mind is not open, is not playing the role of just holding what's going on. So as soon as we see that, we can just invite a broader mind, invite openness again, release what the mind has gotten caught up in. In a way, we're releasing the mind, doing something with the mind, but in another way, we're freeing that object or that sensation, letting our experience be free from our influence. We can generously liberate experience as it happens. from time to time, we can check into the body, just scanning through to see if places of tension have crept in. It's normal that we'll discover maybe something in the shoulder or the belly, the neck. And then we can just again invite ease and relaxation. We can also check into the mind. If it has drifted into doing some other task, or if it's only partially mindful, just checking from time to time. You might see the task of this sit as gently keeping the mind flowing in a river, not letting it get hung up on the banks or stuck on branches or rocks that are in the river. Also not stopping to tread water but just gently flowing along with the river. So there is some effort to be done, but not a lot, more like steering, nudging from time to time. And mostly just resting and allowing the flow. Gently checking in with the mind and the body. Has any tension arisen anywhere that could be eased by noticing it and inviting ease? Has the mind drifted into some kind of wanting or not wanting? Or a state of low or high energy? And just inviting a rebalancing of the mind. This kind of gentle touching into the mind and the body, and also just allowing the flow of experience back and forth, is a very compassionate way to meditate. It's very respectful, wise. We can even imagine that we could go through some of the day in a way that's similar. Of course, we have to do a little bit more when we are out in our life. You know, we have more deliberate doing that we do, but there's a way in which we can hold that too in a broad awareness. Mindfulness that is mostly about keeping things flowing, not getting hung up on the banks or a rock along the way, but also not getting stuck treading water. Things do flow along. We could see our task as steering, in a sense. Keeping the mind out of trouble. Keeping conversations in a wholesome domain. Keeping our actions helpful, mindful. So there are ways in which what we've practiced in this sit can be brought out into our lives, and it helps other people too. When our mind is spacious and willing to hold what's happening within it, then others also feel some ease. And we become a stable force in the world, a source of support or stability in situations or with other people. So may the breadth and spaciousness of your mind be a positive, beneficial force in the world that you're living in today, whatever other people there are, or pets, situations that you're in. You have a heart that holds all of it. peacefully, restfully, able to act when needed, but otherwise letting things flow along. Bringing that wisdom and compassion to the world.